Unit 12. Exercise C. Listening. Page 62.
What I'm going to talk about today is how electricity is generated for use in our homes and factories. There are three main ways that we can make electricity, as well as some newly developing technologies that I believe we will come to rely on in the future. They all have one thing in common. That is, they use fuel to turn a turbine, a large wheel. The three most common means of power generation are firstly, by burning fuel to make steam, which turns the turbine. Another way is to use a nuclear reaction to heat the water to make steam. And a third is to use the force of moving water to turn the turbine, hydroelectricity. All have advantages and disadvantages. Burning is cheap and the fuel, usually coal, is easily available. However, burning does cause pollution. Nuclear energy is the cheapest way to make electricity once the costs of building the nuclear power station are taken away. The waste, however, stays radioactive for a very long time, so we have the problem of storage. Hydroelectricity is the cleanest way to generate power. There is no pollution. But not everywhere has fast-running rivers, and creating an artificial lake is very expensive and often means moving people away from their homes. Other, newer ways of generating electricity, for example the use of wind power, do not pollute the atmosphere, but they also do not yet produce enough electricity for the needs of a modern city. Of course, improvements in technology are happening all the time. What I'd like to discuss now is...